ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
We are studying the third chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad called Bhrigavalli, in which practical sadhana has been taught by the teacher to the disciple. India had produced lots and lots of teachers and all as well as students. This Taittiriya Upanishad we get throughout. There is a teacher, there are students, and one has to become fit to receive the instruction. As Swami Vivekananda used to say, when the field is ready, the seed will come. And we can also understand the opposite. If the field is not ready, even if the seed comes, it is not no good. So both ways, the seed also must be ready, the field also must be ready. But what our scripture wants to say through Swami Vivekananda, the seed is always ready. Each soul is potentially divine. Coming back to our Bhrigavalli, I have given you a long introduction. And what is the important points we have discussed in this? First of all, there was a great Brahma Jnani teacher, and his own son, in course of time, had become a adhikari sampanna purusha, a person who is capable of receiving. How do we know? Because this Bhrigu could have approached the teacher Varuna any time, but he did not. Only at a particular point of time, he was ready, teacher was already ready, so he went and humbly approached. All these things we have to infer, because the story is extremely brief. Simply, the student approached and said, Bhagavan, not father, Bhagavan, teach me knowledge of Brahman. And without wasting time, the teacher also, he did three things he said. First thing he said was that, is your equipment ready? Because the first thing is, if you have a purpose, and the purpose is already stated, I want to realize Brahman. Whenever we say, I want to be a musician, so that knowledge indicates it is an intellectual knowledge. Later on, it will ripen into existential knowledge. That is, the person becomes the very nature of music. So also a scientist, so also a cook, any knowledge. So one must be intellectually equipped. Therefore, a teacher, wise teacher, first he tells that your panchakoshas, your body, in other words, we have three bodies, the gross body, subtle body, causal body. These three bodies are the means. How it is a means, we are going to discuss it very soon. But the goal, I have heard about Brahman. I don't know anything about Brahman. I also heard Brahman cannot be described. Therefore, any description about Brahman will be incomplete. Sri Ramakrishna told Vidyasagar, that nobody was able to express what is Brahman. And same thing we have to understand here. Sri Ramakrishna is only repeating what he repeated in the form of Varuna to Bhrigu. Why do I say so? Why do I say Sri Ramakrishna had taught? Because remember, Brahmavit Brahma Eva Bhavati. A knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Here, knowing means realizing. Realizing, I am Brahman. It is not merely, do you know so and so? No, I don't know. Yes, I know. I will tell you about what I know about that person. This is an intellectual knowledge. But nobody can tell about Brahman. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. So, the swarupa lakshana of Brahman has to be only realized. Only after realization, one comes to know, I am Sat, I am Chit, I am Ananda. Or, in Taittiriya Upanishadic language, I am Satyam, I am Jnanam, I am Anantam Brahma. But, the path in which direction one has to travel, that has to be shown. And that is called secondary description. So, the true nature is described in words, but that is only a verbal description. Really speaking, until we become one with Brahman, these descriptions are useful only, but not absolute description. Why Brahman cannot be described? We discussed it many times. Brahman doesn't fall under the 5 Shabda Pravrutti, Jati, Kuna, Kriya, Ashaya, etc. So, secondary definition should be given. That is called Tatastha Lakshana. Tatastha Lakshana is that which we all experience. What are we experiencing? I am experiencing my body, my mind. I am experiencing a tree, a mosquito, everything. So, everything that we are experiencing has a cause. Everything that we experience is called an effect. Because there was a time, for example, there is a person, he was not there before, say 80 years before, the person was not there. Now he is there, and after some time he will not be there. So younger people, in a way of speaking, can experience an older person, and then the person dies. That we can see. So, where from did he come? And where did he go? And who is sustaining? So, by definition, whatever we are experiencing is called Jagat, this world. And the world is nothing but it is a effect. And every effect must have a cause. And so, if we go on seeking, what type of cause? Not proximate cause, not immediate cause, but the ultimate cause, Paramakarana. What is this ultimate cause? That which is the cause of everything, but itself is not caused by anything else. Ultimate cause is that which is the cause of everything, but has no cause for itself. That means it is eternal. When we think about cause and effect, so cause will, especially proximate cause, a proximate cause is an effect, and then that gives rise to some other thing which is called its effect. So what is a proximate cause first becomes an effect, later on it becomes a cause for something else. For example, my grandfather, the proximate cause. Until he got married, he is a proximate cause. Then, after marriage, he produces children. Then, those things become effects. Son, daughter, etc. And those children grow up, get married, and they remain cause until they also get married and produce their effects, which are called their children. In this case, it is called the grandchildren. So, when Bhrigu wanted to teach me about Brahman, he means that ultimate cause, which is the cause of everything, but which doesn't have a cause in itself. Please teach me the knowledge about Brahman. But teach me means what? So remember always, Bhrigu must have had a general knowledge. Like us, he must have studied scriptures. Maybe he even took classes also, because the Upanishad doesn't mention at what age Bhrigu approached. We are taking assumption, he may be 18, 19 years old, and he approached his father. It may be also, but it may not be also. Maybe he has been attending classes intellectually, he mastered, and then he himself might have been employed as a teacher. So he had general knowledge of what Brahman is. Like all of us have some knowledge, intellectual knowledge of Brahman. But a time came, he wanted to realize, the scriptures are always teaching, you are Brahman. So I acquired intellectual knowledge of Brahman, but I don't know what this, truly this Brahman is. So let me realize how, let me have that experience, not knowing Brahman as an object, but knowing Brahman as a subject, as my own self. Then he approached, because this is to indicate intellectual knowledge might be acquired even without a human teacher. But spiritual knowledge, I am Brahman, I am God, cannot be acquired without an experienced teacher. Unfortunately, he need not go anywhere else. His own father was a great Brahmagnana. And that also tells us, Brahmagnana is not the property of a monk or a nun. Anybody can realize Brahman. That's what Sri Ramakrishna emphasizes again and again to the questions of the, we have seen in our classes on the gospel. Whenever devotee is asked, can we realize God instead of Brahman? This is the modern language. Can we realize God? Ramakrishna says, everybody, anybody can realize God, provided they acquire certain qualities. Who can weep? Everybody, every worldly person weeps for the sake of wife, children, money, etc. Who weeps that I want God? Without God, I cannot live. That is what Sri Ramakrishna is indicating. And that is what is called Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikari. And Bhrigu had become that. And the teacher realized he was, Varuna is not a father, he is a teacher now. He is not teaching to his son, he is teaching to an Adhikari Sampanna Purusha. What is he telling? He is telling that you are Brahman. But that is the Shravana. Then he has to do Manana. That teacher also told him, now you go and do the Manana. And how did he tell? Tapasa Brahma Vijignasasva. You must go and do Tapasya. That is the only way. So, the student was given, first of all, that you have the equipment. What is the equipment? Your body or your three bodies, or simply we can put body and mind complex, which is a combination of gross, subtle and causal bodies. And all these three causal bodies can also be called by another name, called panchakoshas. So you have got panchakoshas. So these are the indicating chakshuhu, manaha, shrotram, etc. Then he gave the definition. What is the definition? Find out the cause of everything. Varuna did not say, find out what is your cause. Varuna said, find out the cause of everything living and non-living. Other words, the entire creation. Yatova imani bhutani jayante. We will discuss briefly when the time comes. I am only reminding you the essence of what we discussed so far. And so, you will have to do mananam. Then slowly, manana will ripen into nididhyasana. What is nididhyasana? What is manana? Deep thinking until I give up what I am not. and identify what I am. This process of giving up identification and in its turn identifying with the higher truth, that is the process called spiritual progress. So what is this process? First of all, one has to look upon one's own individual body, individual personality as a sacred. This body is a temple. This mind is a sanctum sanctorum. And within that mind, there is a Dharakasha. And in that Dharakasha, there is that pure consciousness. One of the ways to understand this is we are identified with the body. Until we give up our identification with the body and start identifying with the mind, we will not progress in spiritual life. And once we identify with the mind, we will have to identify also with the next thing, that is called causal body, karana sharira. And as we are identifying, things are becoming more and more subtle. That is what we need to understand. Subtle, more pervasive, higher. That is how we have to understand it, slowly. So, Bhrigu has been given the hint. Find out the cause of not merely yourself, but everything else in the mind, everything else in the creation. In other words, the cause of the entire creation, and there is no such thing to be excluded. The non-living is to be excluded because Brahman manifests as the inorganic before becoming organic. So that is what he narrated in sentences, yatova imani bhutani jayante, ena bhutani jivanti, yat prayanti abhisam vishanti iti, tad vijignasasva, tad brahmeti. Find out the ultimate cause. What is that ultimate cause? Which is the cause of everything that we experience. At the same time, which never has any cause. That means it is one eternal, secondless. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit ekam eva advitiyam. So, this was the hints given. Now we will see what Bhrigu had done. We are entering into the first Anuvaka. Whatever we have spoken about it was only an introduction. And if you have heard it or studied it again, then it is a breeze to understand these things. Let us start. Bhrigur vai varunihi varunam pitaram upasasara adhihi bhagavo brahmeti tasma etat provacha. Let us analyze little by little, which we have already done. Just a reminder. There was a great knower of Brahman called Varuna, and he had a son called Varuni. Varuna's son is called Varuni. Dasharatha's son is called Dasharathi. Vasudeva's son is called Vasudevaha. So there was a great knower of Brahman, and Bhrigu, he had a son. How do we know? It doesn't say that Bhrigu is the son, but in the next sentence it says, so there was a marvelous person called Bhrigu. He was a sadhana chantushtaya sampanna adhikari varunam pitaram upasasara. So he approached. Who approached? Bhrigu had approached Varunam. And what type of Varuna? Pitaram, father. So not only we can understand it in normal sense, but in a spiritual sense also. Tvameva matacha pita tvameva. Tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva. Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva. Tvameva sarvam mamadeva deva. So a guru is not only a father. He is a mother. He is everything. He is the greatest friend. He is the greatest well-wisher. He is the greatest source of consolation, of love, of knowledge, everything. So as we already discussed, Bhrigu was a sadhana chatushtaya sampanna, in other words, a PhD qualified, a student qualified for PhD course. What did he say? Upasasara means approach. How did he approach all these things? The Upanishad doesn't elaborate. We have to understand from the other Upanishads, like Mundaka Upanishad, Samit Panihi. So, that is to say, I am ready. So, I approach to indicate my readiness, having some faggots on my head, Samit Panihi, dry fuel. What does that indicate? First meaning is that maybe sometimes even these, like Sri Ramakrishna worshipping the Divine Mother every now and then, even after realization, some people might continue, like Vishwamitra, to perform yajnas, yagas, pujas, as a example for other people. That's all. Why was Sri Ramakrishna going to the temple and bowing down to the Divine Mother, etc.? It is not for his sake. He already obtained what needs to be obtained. Whether he goes to the temple or not is completely immaterial, because he was not seeing Divine Mother or God only in the temple. Every second, all the time, everywhere, he knows that everything is God. Not only everything is God, I am also God. So the Varuna, by obtaining the knowledge of Brahman, had become that. But here is a student, just as the guru must have gone through, he also has to go, first he has to listen. The teaching that comes from the mouth of a guru is most effective. You can't take it, pick up from the internet and go on proceeding it. So what did he say? So we have to imagine, the guru must have asked, what is it you want? Why do you want Brahman? What did you understand by the knowledge of Brahman? He might have had a talk, or just one glance, like Sri Ramakrishna had one glance at Narendra and understood everything. Adhihi bhagavo brahmeti. Teach me, I know about Brahman intellectually, teach me how I can realize Brahman. So that Shravana has to come. And Shravana doesn't mean only Mahavakya Shravana. A teacher simply doesn't say. What did Totapuri Maharaj do Sri Ramakrishna? First he initiated him into Mahavakya. Aham Brahmasmi. That is our Ramakrishna orders Mahavakya from Shukla Yajurveda, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Sringeri Matha. But Totapuri did not stop there. He went on explaining, what do I mean by Aham Brahmasmi? Similar thing must have happened here also. And then, listening to all these things, now he told what is the process of sadhana, how to proceed in the sadhana, how does one know that one is really progressing from where one is to the very next step. There must be some indication of the progress. All these things are implied in this particular word, Shravana. And then Manana indicates that the person deeply was thinking and he is understanding. How was he understanding? Not merely intellectually, cogitating, thinking deeply. That is, of course, the first step. But identifying that so far, so long, I have been identifying myself with the body, first with the possessions, then with the body, then with the mind, then with the causal body. So, I am now identified with what? With my body. Of course, mind is there, but mostly with body. So, I have to give up this identity with body, find out the cause of the body, and give up the identity with the body, and identify myself with the cause of the body. Thus, all these identifications go through the process of 5 times giving up all attachments, 5 times identifying with the inner, subtler, higher reality called Panchakoshas. That is what is going to be indicated. So, tasmat, having been approached like this, the teacher of Brahma Vidya started etat pravacha. He gave the following teaching. What did he say? Annam pranam chakshu shrotram mano vachamiti. So, first he is telling all these, anna, prana, chakshu, shrotra, mano, vacha, 6 indications indicating three koshas. But we have to understand the other koshas also. Let us say, for example, annam, that is annamaya kosha, prana, pranamaya kosha, manaha, manomaya kosha, chakshuhu, shrotram, some people interpret as vijnanamaya kosha. Why do they say so? Because chakshu means eyes, shrotra means ears. What does the eyes and ears do? They give us knowledge. And this is the knowledge as the raw material with which the vijnanamaya kosha decides. What is vijnanamaya kosha? Buddhi. What is the nature of buddhi? Lakshana buddhi. That which eliminates all possible doubts and comes to one definitive conclusion. Sthira buddhi. This is what I need to do. So that is why our knowledge for the decision is totally dependent upon our five sense organs. But here, two sense organs are most important sense organs. First is the ability to see directly. That is why drishya. I had the vision of God, drishya. Or I heard these divine words. So hearing, seeing. These are the most important of all the sense organs. 99% of our knowledge comes only through these five sense organs, especially through the eyes and the ears. So, through these five, Anandamaya, of course, is there. It did not give the indication. So, we can say, through taking the instruments of Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, and Vijnanamaya Kosha, which indicates also, of course, Anandamaya Kosha. Through these, first, you identify yourself. You are already identified yourself with Annamaya Kosha. But you will have to identify, as I said, that you will have to think as a thinking subject, deep thinker, that not only me, everything in this world has a body. And the root cause of every body, everything that we experience physically through the body must have a cause. We already discussed this, if you remember, that it is called Prithvi Devata. It is called Annam. Because Prithvi, the fifth grossest manifestation of Brahman in the order of space, air, fire, water and earth. Earth means food. Everything that we see, both living and non-living, is the outcome. So everything comes out of earth, everything is sustained by the earth, and everything goes back to earth only. Even when a person dies, many people bury him. We don't know how the tradition comes. But many Hindus, they burn. Whatever process, it is sending back this gross to its cause, the effect into its cause. So if I bury my father, my grandfather, great-grandfather, they become one with Prithvi in the form of fertilizer. So to say, this fertilizer is eaten or transforms itself into food for the plants. But indirectly, a plant is nothing but all the fertilizer. And therefore, those plants, when I eat, I might have eaten your grandfather, my grandfather, everybody's grandfather, including living and non-living. So, it's a continuous recycling process. Everything is recycled. Nothing goes waste. So therefore, panchakoshas are the only steps. And you have to go beyond all the five-story building. Panchakoshas are like comparable to five stories. And one has to gradually progress to the next story, second story, then third story, then fourth story, then fifth story, then go to the roof, which is Parabrahma. This is the process. But then, that is what he is telling, Tam Ho Acha. So, The teacher is teaching to his the apt fit disciple. Yato va imani bhutani jayante. From where? Yataha. Imani bhutani. All these beings, jayante, are born. We have to understand, as I just now explained, bhutani normally means creatures with life. But we have to understand, every living thing becomes non-living. Every non-living thing, every millisecond, is becoming the living. Already all these ideas I have explained so many times. So we have to remember it. So what happens? That when I want to eat a mango, ripe mango, the ripe mango, that becomes dead. Of course, the seed will be there. When I eat lettuce, the living lettuce has to become dead. When I eat potato, the potato has the capacity to reproduce itself. If you plant a potato, then 5-6 plants will come out. So, that is a living thing. But I have to make it to dead. By the time I cut it, boil it, cook it, eat it, it is dead temporarily. The moment it goes inside, it transforms itself again into the living cell. So a living cell becomes a dead, and that dead something becomes living, identifying totally with myself. So this is the process. Every creature, I am eating something, something is eating me. This is the mutual process by which we are living. So to put draw a line, this is living and this is non-living, is nonsense, irrational, according to Advaitic reasoning. So what is telling? First of all, imani bhutani means not only living, the entire universe which we are experiencing, are going to experience, everything is coming, find out its cause. Ena bhutani jivanti, and who is sustaining both the living and the non-living? Who is supporting them? Find it out. Yat prayanti visamvishanti. So there is a start of creation, there is a sustenance for some time, and a time will come when what is the effect becomes disintegrated, goes back to its own cause. So all the whole universe is made up of pancha bhutas, and the lowest manifestation of this pancha bhutas is the annam, that is prithvi. Prithvi itself, when we go back, we might think that is the final cause. Then we realize that is also not the final cause. Then we realize waters, jalam, apaha is the cause. When we understand water, that is also not the final. It is the heat, the fire, agni devata. That is also not final. Vayu devata, that is not also the final. Akasha devata, that is also not the final. Then we understand pure consciousness is manifesting as the subtle and causal and gross living and non-living beings. So the teacher of Brahma Vidya had taught, start with the panchakoshas. Now, where are you? Naturally, I am in the annamaya kosha. That means I think I am annamaya. I am annam. I am the body. How do we know? Because we will see it in the next Anuvakar section. So, that from which everything has come out, that because of which everything is being sustained and unto which the effect returns, find out that cause, and that is Brahman, Tad Brahma. So, Tad Vijignasasva, find out Tad Brahma, that is the Brahma. But we have to understand that the immediate cause is not Brahma, but there will come a time when we will reach the ultimate cause, which is the cause of everything and which is not the effect of anything, causeless cause. Tad vijignasasva, you will have to understand this. Understanding means realize this. Realization means what? At every stage, you have to go on identifying yourself with it. So that is what the essence of the first Anuvaka. and same thing continues, that we will have to see in the next Hanumaka. As I said, once we understand these hints, so we understand, we are progressing, giving up identity with watch. We are identified at this moment and finding out that which is subtler. Cause is always subtler than the effect. It is more pervasive than the effect, and it is the cause of all the grossest things. That is how you give up the lower step and put your feet on the higher step. And we also, when we are climbing a staircase, say, I am now in the third step. I don't say I am in the second step or first step. And when I reach the first floor, I say, I am on the first floor. Because automatically the realization comes, first floor alone is real. All the steps leading are not real. So this much the father told, or the teacher told, or not told, tadvijignasasva. You have to realize it. Not intellectually, you know already. Tad Brahma. That is what you have asked me for. That is called Brahma. So we have to understand through this that the moment he starts seeking, he won't reach the ultimate Brahma, but proximate Brahma. First Prithvi, then from Prithvi to Apa, waters, from waters to fire, from fire to air, air to space, from space to Atma, and that is the highest. That is what had happened. So, that is, then what type of Brahman is, then only he will understand the real nature of Brahman, which in human words is said either Sat Chit Ananda, or according to this Taittiriya Upanishad, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And it is this in Brahma Sutra Vyasadeva has taken for his this thing. So what is the essence? If we understand these few points, then easier for us to proceed to the next Anuvakas also. So the first point, the Upanishad describes Brahman as the cause of the entire world. And this is called Tatastha Lakshana, or whatever we are seeing is the characteristic. Because in this world, we see here is a tree. Where from it has come? From a seed. Where from the seed has come? From another tree. So everything has a proximate cause. Here is a baby. A baby is born of their parents. And the parents, they are not the cause. They are also effect. But if we go on, there will come the whole universe, that it is coming from something much subtler than merely gross bodies. So that is how one has to progress. So what is progress? Giving up with whatever we are identified with right now, and slowly identifying ourselves with its cause. So it goes like that. Give up Annamaya Kosha. Identify with Pranamaya. Give up Pranamaya. Identify with Manomaya. Give up Manomaya. Identify with Vijnanamaya. Give up Vijnanamaya. Identify with Anandamaya Kosha. And then go beyond. Because that is also a kosha. So, within this characteristic mark, again, there are the efficient cause and the material cause. Every effect is the outcome of two causes in according to Vedanta. One is called the intelligent cause, efficient cause. Another is the material cause. Say, for example, a pot is the outcome of its material cause, which is called clay, and it is the effect of a efficient or intelligent cause called the potter. So the potter plus the clay, both will be there. So at every step we have to understand Pranamaya is both the efficient, also intelligent, efficient plus the material cause of its effect, which is called Annamaya Kosha. Pranamaya Kosha in its effect has a cause, which is called Manomaya Kosha. Again, it is the combination of what is called Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karana. both causes are there. Brahman is both the material and efficient cause of everything in this universe. This is the process. And here we have to note down that Varuna did not tell him that you will have to do tapasya. He simply said, find it out. Then he did. Bhrigu did not ask, how do I find out? He knew already. So he went and did tapasya. What is tapasya? Deep thinking. And you notice, when we think deeply about something, then what happens? We become, in course of time, one with it. So you go on thinking about an object, then you identify, I want. That is what Bhagavan Krishna says in the second chapter, that whatever you think of, again and again, a desire comes for it. And sangat sanjayate kamaha dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. So as we go on thinking, then sangha, that is attachment comes. From attachment comes desire. And if the desire is not fulfilled, anger. If the anger cannot be expressed, it becomes greed. So that is how one leads to the other. So tapasya means austerity. Austerity means not merely observing certain what we call comforts have to be voluntarily given up. Simple food or sometimes fasting also, etc. And then only it is possible. Slowly we progress in life. But the main thing is concentration with complete faith, and concentration must convert itself into transformation. A concentration which doesn't transform itself into transformation is no good. So that is called upasana. Here, upasana, slowly upasana of what? Bhrigu started thinking like that. So he understood, I have to think deeply. That is called the process of manana. What did he do? Satapo atapyata. He did intense tapasya. And then what result he got in this first section, it is not explained, but we will get the explanation in the next section. Satapa taptva. Having performed tapasya, he obtained something. And what that something is, that is being said in the second anuvaka. Annam brahmeti vyajanat anadhyeva khalvimani bhutani jayante annena jatani jivanti annam prayanti abhisamvishanti iti tadvignaya punareva varunam pitaram upasasara adhihi bhagavo brahmeti tam hovacha tapasa brahma vijignasasva tapo brahmeti satapo tapyata satapastaptva. So the first part of this mantra is something we will analyze shortly, but the second part continues until the person doesn't come back to the father. What did Bhrigu do? He did tapasya. Tapasya means intense thinking. What is the intense thinking? Finding out, trying to find out what is the cause of everything that we see in this gross external world. Then he understood. Annam brahma iti vyajanat. That is annam. Everything has come from anna. Anna means here the bhuloka prithvi devata. We have to understand the last, fifth, grossest panchabhutas. Because everything, the mountains, the rivers, the sun, the moon, the billions and billions of galaxies, everything has come from this another, what is called prithvi devata. Whatever we are experiencing, even if we don't experience now, other people may be experiencing, and that which was experienced, is being experienced, is going to be experienced by me or anybody else. That is all coming from annam. Simple explanation is, let me take my own example. Where from my body? Here we are talking about not prana or manas or vijnana, but merely my physical body. Where from it has come? From my father and mother. And how did it come from them? It is not coming from father and mother. Both of them were eating food, annam. And what father eats becomes what is called the male seed. What mother eats becomes the female seed. And by their union, the male and female seeds get mixed up, and that is how life starts. So everything in this world, whether living or non-living, everything comes only as a result of mix-up. So the entire continents have been produced like that. So Prithvi Devata is now the Brahma, because it is the cause of everything that we call this physical universe, Yajanath. And then he has applied, am I correct to call this Brahman? Yes. How did he do that? He says, my father or my teacher has already given me the hints. Yato va imani bhutani jayanti. Anadhyeva kalvimani bhutani jayanti. Everything has come out from the earth. Annena jatani jivanti. They are supported. They are sustained only by this Prithvi Devata. Annam prayanti. Everything goes back. That is what the Christian funeral times, dust unto dust. Everything, dust means what? Earth. Earth means what? Whatever we experience physically, the physical bodies, living or non-living, are all coming from the Prithvi Devata. And then he understood. Not intellectually, he became identified with the Prithvi Devata. Tadvignaya. Then what happened? A doubt has come. The Upanishad doesn't say, but it is expressed through Punareva Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. So he approached father to clear his doubt. What was the doubt? I thought Prithvi is the ultimate cause. But when I identified myself, then I find that there is some other cause. I clearly perceive this Prithvi itself is an effect. It is not the ultimate cause of everything. So he came to clear his doubt. Am I right or am I wrong in this conclusion that Prithvi Devata is not the ultimate cause? So, Punareva Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. He approached the teacher once more, and again he said, Adhi Bhagavo Brahmeti. Teach me Brahman, because I think I have not really realized the true Brahman. I only realized Annam Brahmeti Vyajanat, but I see a defect there. Like Indra saw the defect in his Prajapati's teaching, how can what we see in the external world as a reflection, how can it be Atman? So everything that I have seen has got a beginning, it is changing, and it has an end. There is a birth, there is a growth, there is a death, and Atman is not something which is subject to birth and death, etc. So Bhrigu also approached. But already the father must have approved. Yes, your doubt is right, but the path you have taken up is absolutely right. Proceed. Tapasa, this time he said, Tapasa Brahma Vijignasasva. So you go and find out you are in the right direction. That much he approved. But you have to go a long way forward. Tapo Brahmeti, that deep thinking which makes you identify with what you discover as the cause, that is called Brahman. And Satapo Tapyata, Bhrigu had again did a second time tapasya, and then he realized something, Satapas Taptva, then again doubt had come. At first he thought, so the Prana, Brahma, must be the ultimate cause. Same process had proceeded. No, Prana, Maya Kosha has also is an effect. It is not the ultimate cause. So we will stop here, and if there is any question, we will deal with it. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagat Gurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohu. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.